Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
Yeah, and I am the Considerate Laura.
The Considerate Laura. Mm. Have you changed your name?
Well,
is that what it says on your passport now?
I want to be considerate.
You are considerate, I think.
I am, right?
I hope you are.
I don't have to say it out loud, I guess.
You know, whenever I have a problem, you always give me a foot massage.
I still forgot to bring that drink.
Never gives me a foot. Yeah, and you didn't bring me a drink from yesterday when we started looking at some ways to be considerate. Yesterday, we looked at two situations. In one, a girl was cold.
And the guy's like,
too bad, you should have brought a jacket. That was all he did to help. That's not considerate, but when he was considerate, what did he do?
He says, hey, you can wear my scarf and take this hand warmer.
There you go. In our second situation, two friends were at the coffee shop. They were going to get some ice cream, but one friend had a stomach ache, so she wasn't feeling comfortable, and her inconsiderate, her non-considerate friend said,
too bad. Well, you can't enjoy this ice cream, yum yum.
This ice cream's great, but you can't have any because you're sick and you suck. Anyway, so in the second situation, when she was considerate, her friend said, I have a stomach ache, and the considerate girl said, poor you, is there anything I can do to make you feel better?
That's what friends are supposed to be like.
That's what considerate people are like, too. So let's be considerate. Let's be friends. And we'll read today's article and come back to judge people.
How to be considerate.
Here are some more ways to show people consideration. Sophie and Tanya are at school. Sophie has a cold.
Ugh, my throat. It's killing me. Don't come close to me. You shouldn't come to school with a cold. Oh, my throat. It's killing me.
I'll bring you some hot water. After that, I'll take you to see a doctor.
Nick and Elsa are on a park bench. Elsa is crying.
My dog died last night. I can't stop crying.
Don't be so sad. You can get a new one.
My dog died last night. I can't stop crying.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'd love to hear all about your dog.
Word power!
Throat. Throat. People often have sore throats when they get colds. People often have sore throats when they get colds. Doctor, doctor. The doctor gave me some medicine to help me feel better. The doctor gave me some medicine to help me feel better. Die, 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 died, died. My grandpa was over 90 years old when he died. My grandpa was over 90 years old when he died. Sad, sad. The last day of high school was both happy and sad. The last day of high school was both happy and sad.
All right, so yes, let's look at some other situations and other ways that we can be considerate. Or, as the article says in the first sentence, here are some more ways to show people consideration. To be considerate. Considerate is the adjective. Consideration is the noun. And yeah, that's a very, very good verb. We show consideration.
Okay. 所以接下来呢，我们还要看到更多对别人展现贴心的方法。那其实我们昨天提到的 considerate 就是贴心，这里看到的 to show people consideration， consideration 就是它的名词，就是同样也是贴心啦，关心的意思。那其实 considerate， OK， 这个形容词我们也可以用 sweet， thoughtful， or understanding 来表示体贴的哦。
Sensitive， kind, things like
kind,
that, too.
That's sensitive can sometimes,
well, at least
I wouldn't want to be described as a sensitive
person. At least you're thinking of other people and you're able to understand their feelings. All right, well, let's get back to the article. Yeah, so what is it now? Oh, it's our same two friends from yesterday. Sophie and Tanya are at school. In this case, Sophie has a cold.
Wow, Sophie's, why is Sophie always feeling
I don't know.
Sick?
I think she needs to see a holistic
doctor. Yeah, you should.
But anyway, so Sophie and Tanya are at school, and this time she doesn't have a stomachache. This time she has a cold, so she's feeling ill or sick, but in a different way.
Okay, 所以这时候我们又看到昨天有出现的 Sophie 跟 Tanya， 他们两个在学校，不过 Sophie 哎好像感冒了哎，感冒当然就是 cold， 对不对？那你可以用 catch a cold 来表示感冒 or have a cold。那如果你有流感的话，我们会用另外这个字叫做 flu， F-L-U。Okay, so I can't wait to find out the insensitive version of Tanya.
How is Tanya going to be mean to Sophie today?
Okay.
Let's find out. Super sad, sick Sophie says, oh, my throat, it's killing me. She probably doesn't say it like that. Oh, my throat.
Yeah, it's probably more like that.
It's killing me. All right, so she's sick, obviously. Her throat is killing her. This does not mean her throat is trying to stab or shoot her, as my friend here is. No, her throat, this part of her body, is killing her. We'll get to that, but basically means it just hurts a lot. And in this case, yesterday, remember, she could have said, actually, her stomach was killing her yesterday if it hurt a lot. But in this case, it's a different part of the body. It's ding, 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 ding. It's the throat. This is the throat. Throat's a slightly strange word, so pay attention. T-H-R-O-A-T. T-H-R-O-A-T. Throat, not throw at. Now, what is your throat? Basically, your throat is here. Now, I can see some of you going, no, no, that's your neck. Yes, you're absolutely right. It is your neck, but the whole thing all the way around is your neck. Your throat is basically the front part of your neck. This is that sensitive part that you have to sort of protect because it's where your food and your air goes from your head place down into your body place. So basically the throat is this part. So when you swallow food or when you breathe in, when you cough out, things like that, when you drink, of course, as well, it's all going down your throat. But this is your neck. The back part is your neck as well. So the whole thing is your neck, but these tubes especially, that's your throat. And yes, people do get sick. As the example sentence says, people often have sore throats when they get colds. People often have sore throats when they get colds or go to KTV too often. And I guess as I sort of pretended there, often when people have a sore throat, it hurts. It hurts to swallow, right? To drink things. It hurts to talk. Sometimes you can hear if someone has a sore throat. So this is a problem. It probably won't kill you, but it's definitely uncomfortable.
It sure is. Okay, 我们来看一下 throat, 当然就是喉咙啦。
All right, so yes, let's look at some other situations and other ways that we can be considerate. Or, as the article says in the first sentence, here are some more ways to show people consideration. To be considerate. Considerate is the adjective. Consideration is the noun. And yeah, that's a very, very good verb. We show consideration.
Okay, 所以接下来呢，我们还要看到更多对别人展现贴心的方法。那其实我们昨天提到的 considerate 就是贴心，这里看到的 to show people consideration， consideration 就是它的名词，就是同样也是贴心啦，关心的意思。那其实 considerate， OK， 这个形容词我们也可以用 sweet， thoughtful， or understanding 来表示体贴的哦。
Sensitive， kind， things like
kind,
that too.
That's sensitive can sometimes.Yeah.
Well, at least
I wouldn't want to be described as a sensitive person.
At least you're thinking of other people and you're able to understand their feelings. All right, well, let's get back to the article. Yeah, so what is it now? Oh, it's our same two friends from yesterday. Sophie and Tanya are at school. In this case, Sophie has a cold.
Wow, why is Sophie always feeling
sick? I think she needs to see a holistic
yeah,
doctor.
You should.
But anyway, so Sophie and Tanya are at school, and this time she doesn't have a stomachache. This time she has a cold, so、mm-hmm. she's feeling ill or sick,、Aww. But in a different way.
Okay, 所以这时候我们又看到昨天有出现的 Sophie 跟 Tanya, 他们两个在学校。不过 Sophie, 哎，好像感冒了，哎，感冒当然就是 cold, 对不对？那你可以用 catch a cold 来表示感冒 or have a cold.、Mm. 那如果你有流感的话，我们会用另外这个字叫做 flu, F-L-U.Okay, so I can't wait to find out the insensitive version of Tanya.
How is Tanya going to be mean to Sophie today?
Okay.
Let's find out. Super sad, sick Sophie says, Oh, my throat, it's killing me. She probably doesn't say it like that. Oh, my throat.
Yeah, it's probably more like that.
It's killing me.All right, so she's sick, obviously. Her throat is killing her. This does not mean her throat is trying to stab or shoot her, as my friend here is. No, her throat, this part of her body, is killing her. We'll get to that, but basically means it just hurts a lot. And in this case, yesterday, remember, she could have said, actually, her stomach was killing her、uh-huh. yesterday if it hurt a lot. But in this case, it's a different part of the body. It's、mm-hmm. ding, 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 ding. It's the throat.This is the throat. Throat's a slightly strange word, so pay attention. T-H-R-O-A-T. T-H-R-O-A-T. Throat, not throw at. Now, what is your throat? Basically, your throat is here. Now, I can see some of you going, no, no, that's your neck. Yes, you're absolutely right. It is your neck, but the whole thing all the way around is your neck. Your throat is basically the front part of your neck.This is that sensitive part that you have to sort of protect because it's where your food and your air goes from your head place down into your body place. So basically the throat is this part. So when you swallow food or when you breathe in, when you cough out, things like that, when you drink, of course, as well, it's all going down your throat. But this is your neck. The back part is your neck as well. So the whole thing is your neck, but these tubes especially, that's your throat. And yes, people do get sick as the example sentence says, people often have sore throats when they get colds. People often have sore throats when they get colds or go to KTV too often. And I guess as I sort of pretended、mm-hmm. there, often when people have a sore throat, it、mm-hmm. hurts. It hurts to swallow, right? To drink things.、Mm. It hurts to talk. Sometimes you can hear if someone has a sore throat.、Uh-huh. So this is a problem that probably won't kill you, but it's definitely uncomfortable.
It sure is. Okay,、yeah. 我们来看一下Throat, 当然就是喉咙啦。所以喉咙痛我们常会用 a sore, I have a sore throat.
Yeah.
那如果你要清喉咙就是用clear one's throat 来表示哦。所以刚刚的例句提到就是人们在感冒的时候常常会怎么样 They have sore throats. 那刚刚呢我们感觉呢好像 Sophie 她很痛苦。她就说 It's killing me.、Oh. 这里呢Kill 当然不是杀的意思、嗯、这里是用来表示很痛苦很不舒服这样的意思比方如果呢我的脚很痛很痛我就可以说 My feet are killing me、oh. That means my feet hurt very much
Absolutely If your feet are killing you You want to sit down Take off your、mm. shoes Take a rest Your dogs are barking As they say Have you ever heard that expression? My dogs are barking I think it's American Basically、uh-huh. means my feet hurt
Why dogs?
I don't know.、Okay. Anyway, so if your throat is killing you, you definitely want to take maybe some hot tea with lemon、oh. and honey, something like that.、Mm. Anyway, so insensitive Tanya, inconsiderate Tanya, uncaring Tanya, she hears her friend complaining about having a sore、uh-huh. throat, and Tanya says, don't come close to me. You shouldn't come to school with a cold.
Oh.
That's it. So basically, she's like, you're sick, you're gross, stay away. I can imagine she's probably looking、Rude. For a mask or like covering、oh. her mouth or something like
Actually,
that.
I know people like that.
A, she's not helping her friend. And B, she's of course probably making her friend feel worse
I
now、
know.
For blaming、so、her for being sick.
Tanya 真的太坏了你还说哎、欸、不要靠近我哦你不该感冒还来学校的然后可能还会拿出那个 mask OK 嗯口罩来就说哎、欸、不要传染给我 OK how about we take a look at how to really be、
yes.
considerate、
Let's、
not that's just erase all that.
Let's pretend Tanya's a much nicer person this time. Same situation. Sophie says, oh, my throat, it's killing me.
Okay, 同样，我的喉咙好痛苦。And Tanya says?
Kind, considerate, thoughtful, sweet Tanya says, I'll bring you some hot water. After that, I'll take you to see a doctor. Wow, she's an angel. She's like Florence Nightingale, the famous nurse. What a considerate, kind person she is. She's going to bring her some hot water, which hopefully now will give her some relief, make the throat hurt even a little less. That's good. And then, not only that, she will take her to see a doctor. She won't just say, oh, here's the card of a good doctor. I know a good doctor. She'll actually take her there and sit with her, wait with her, console her, comfort
her. So sweet.
And then follow her to the hospital. Hopefully not. Hopefully
she'll just... You were going to say follow her home. I'm like, that's a little bit too much.
Follow her home and help her with her medicine. But anyways, yes, she's going to get her some medical help. And when you're getting medical help, you're probably at some point going to see a doctor. D-O-C-T-O-R. Doctor. What is a doctor? A doctor is a...person in a white coat who makes you feel better. Well, generally, that is true. But basically, and much more accurately, a doctor is a person who is trained for many years in all types of medical techniques. They've studied the body, they've studied sicknesses, illnesses, disease, all sorts of things that might make us sick or hurt us, and then they find ways to help us heal, to help us get repaired, to help us become healthy. Again, doctors work in hospitals, doctors work in clinics. There are doctors from everything, from your head to your feet, to babies, to old people. And basically, if you're sick in any way, you will go and see a doctor. For example, the doctor gave me some medicine to help me feel better. The doctor gave me some medicine to help me feel better. That's what doctors do.
OK, 这时候呢 Tanya, 哇当然就是体贴的版本咯。她说我倒一些热水给你之后呢我再带你去看医生。医生很简单就是 doctor, OK? 像是如果你看到有人生病你可能会说 I think you should see a doctor, 就是建议他要去看医生。而刚刚的例句呢我们来看一下哦就是 the doctor gave me some medicine,To help me feel better, 就是医生开给我一些药来帮助我感觉比较舒服一点哦。
All right, whole new situation, new scenario here. Remember yesterday we had Nick and Elsa, and Elsa was cold? Well, Elsa and Nick are still hanging out together. In this case, they're still outside as well. I hope Elsa dressed a little more warmly. But anyways, it says Nick and Elsa are on a park bench.Elsa is crying. Oh, that's sad. All right. But they're outside in the park sitting on a bench, one of those long, probably wooden seats that we have in the bench. And Elsa, for some reason, is crying. She's very upset. There are tears coming out of her eyes.
Oh, okay. So Nick and Elsa, 这是我们换一个另外一对咯。他们坐在公园的长椅上，就是 bench。那 Elsa 现在正在哭哦。Okay, so what happened to Elsa?
Well, this is sad. Elsa says, my dog died last night. I can't stop crying. Oh, her pet dog died last night. And of course, like a lot of people, she loved her pet dog. People love their pets. And of course, that makes her sad. When someone you love dies, you get sad. And yes, you cry.And she says, I can't stop crying. Basically, another way of saying, I'm really, really upset and sad. I'm sad now. Do I have to do this word?
Yeah, you have to. It's a sad word, but... And you have to spell it.
Okay, I'll hold it together for Elsa and for her little puppy. Die is the word. That's what we're talking about. D-I-E, die. So sad. What is it to die? Well, it's a sad thing. It's a verb, of course. And it's basically to stop living. When your life ends, you die. It's that moment when your heart stops, problems happen in your body, and people, their life ends. Their heart stops beating. They stop moving. Their spirit goes out of them, if you believe in that sort of thing. But basically means your life is over. Now, if that has happened already in the past...We would use the adjective that person is dead. They are not alive. But the moment when you stop being alive or the act of not being alive is the act of to die. All living things will die. Sad to say, plants, birds, trees, animals, everyone. I'm really sad. For example, my grandpa was over 90 years old when he died. Okay, my grandpa was over 90 years old when he died. He was quite an old man. Good for you, grandpa. It's a regular verb also, we should point out. Yes, the past tense, you just add a D. Died, died, died. So sad.
Oh, poor Elsa. 她的狗狗昨天晚上死了. Yeah.
It's like having your grandpa. I mean, it's like having, you know, someone really close to you. Having a pet die.
然后她就是说她无法停止哭泣. 这里她用到的 die 就是死亡的意思. 当然她的动词三态很简单, 就直接接 D, OK, 在字尾. Died, died, died. 像是呢, 有时候可能我们看到新闻会提到说, 某位歌手他可能过世了, 然后是几岁过世就会说, The singer died at the age of 60. Okay, there's a better word for this. You can say somebody passed away.
That's good. Okay, that's more polite.
就是过世的意思。 所以刚刚我们提到的例句就是说, 我的爷爷过世的时候已经超过90岁了。 而刚刚我们还看到一个片语就是 can't stop, 后面接动词ing, 就是无法停止怎么样。 像是 I can't stop laughing, 哈哈哈哈哈, 就是无法停止笑, 就是一直在笑的意思, 或是 I can't stop eating. That happens to me when I'm really hungry.
Okay, people do eat when they're hungry. Mm-hmm. They might also eat when they're upset, but in this case, people don't usually eat when they're sad after someone close to them dies. They cry. That's what she was doing. I can't stop crying. Now, we're going to go over to Nick to see what terrible thing he's going to say to her now. I'm also almost afraid to read this because when someone dies or someone close to someone dies, that's really one of the main times to be considerate,
right?
To be thoughtful. So what's he going to say to be inconsiderate, to be unthoughtful? He's going to say, don't be so sad. Oh, I knew it. You can get a new one. Just go out and buy another new dog. It's just a dog. It's like replacing your shoes or an iPhone or something, right?
Uh-oh.
No, it's not. You don't just get a new one of someone you love, even if it's a dog. But that's Nick's bad advice. And he's also telling her to cheer up or don't be so sad. Sad is a word power word. S-A-D, sad. Let's check it out. So sad is an adjective. It's a feeling or an emotion. When you're sad, you've been let down. You've been disappointed. Your dreams have been damaged. Something has happened to make you want to cry. That's right. That's the kind of unhappy we feel here. People do feel very sad, of course, when someone close to you dies, a pet or a relative or a friend, someone you admire. But they can also feel sad when they're saying goodbye to people for a long time, when a good time has come to an end. And, you know, you don't know what tomorrow will bring. You can be sad for really serious reasons, like someone dying, or just sad because, you know, something that you were really hoping for isn't going to work out. It's not going to happen. So, you feel sad. For example, the last day of high school was both happy and sad. The last day of high school was both happy and sad. Happy because we finished high school, but sad because we might not see our friends for a long time.
天哪, Nick, 你也太夸张了, 竟然说不要太难过啦, 你可以再得到一只哦。 Okay, that's sad to hear that, Nick. Okay, sad, 就是悲伤的, 难过的, 它是一个形容词。 Okay, 像是呢, 常常我们会说, big sad eyes, 就是如果你有那种, 看起来很哀伤的眼神, 那sad的相反词当然就是happy, 开心的。 OK, 我们看完刚刚的例句提到就是, 在高中的最后一天, 既开心又难过, because it's time to say goodbye to your friends.
Yeah.
OK, well, how about let's cheer up a little bit and take a look at the correct and the sweet, considerate version of Nick.
OK, let's bring in Nick Model 2.0, the kind version of Nick. Elsa has the same problem. Her dog died last night. Mm-hmm. She can't stop crying, of course. She's very upset, just like before. But this time, new and improved kind Nick. Not the big jerk Nick that we met just before. But nice Nick says, I'm sorry to hear that. That's a nice thing to say. I'm sorry to hear that.
That's
and then he says, I'd love to hear all about your dog. Oh, that is really nice. So, of course, when someone brings you bad news, even if it's bad news for them,
right?
And it doesn't really affect you, you feel sorry for them. So you could say, I'm sorry for you, or I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear your sad news. And then, even nicer, he says, I'd love to hear all about your dog. Obviously, you loved your dog. You probably have some great stories. Talking about your dog will bring back some of those happy memories. So please, I will sit here and be entertained by your loving memories and stories and recollections and reminiscences of your dog.
Very sweet.
Very
okay.
Nice.
A good friend should be a good listener.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
我们来看一下 Nick 他这时候呢这个版本是对的哦也可以教大家如果发生类似的事情你可以说我感到很遗憾 I'm sorry to hear that. 可能对方发生某个不幸的事情像是这里的宠物生病去世或者呢可能像是有人分手 like somebody broke up or get divorced. 可能离婚你就可以说 I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. 或者是说我很遗憾你失去某个东西 I'm sorry for your loss OK 那不过呢更棒的是呢他还接着就是说诶我可以听听看有关你的宠物的事情因为他想要聆听然后可能想要让他抒发一些感受 OK that comes to the end of today's article Let's now go to our magic box
Oh that's happy
Magic box 找亮点
嗨大家好我是 Celine Kill 这个字相信大家都知道是杀的意思非常恐怖那种动枪动刀的杀但是呢今天我们要讲的当然不是这么恐怖的事情我们要说的呢是它的衍生用法通常我们要夸张的表示某事会让某人很生气的时候我们也可以用 kill 例如 Dad will kill me if he learns I failed the test Dad will kill me if he learns I failed the test. 爸爸如果知道我考不及格会杀死我。啊 ,kill 衍生的意思呢就是还有令人感到痛苦使人感到痛苦。该怎么用呢就是用在人身体不舒服的时候。所以你哪里不舒服我们就说你的某个部位要杀死你了。例如你的背很痛你就可以说 My back is killing me. My back is killing me.那如果是喉咙痛呢那就是 My throat is killing me My throat is killing me 是不是很简单 Kill 呢也可以用在讲心里难受例如呢像那种偶像剧情节啊看到你哭心里好难受英文呢我们就可以说 It kills me to see you cry It kills me to see you cry 是不是好肉麻不是好实用 It kills somebody to do something 就是某事让某人心里好难受那不管是难过还是不悦都可以用哦例如你觉得某人很雷动作很慢你看了心情很不爽快你就可以说 It kills me to see him being so slow It kills me to see him being so slow 简单来说 kill 可以夸张的这个表达心情不美丽或者是身体不舒服的感觉那最后呢就是我们的验收时间啦诶考考你我的头痛到不行这句话的英文该怎么说呢别走开，答案即将揭晓哦。
The answer is my head is killing me. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, it's our review time right now. And yes, we had four words, as we usually do. Mm-hmm. Now, today, it's a little bit easier than yesterday. Remember, we had three verbs and only one noun yesterday. Mm-hmm. Today, we have a couple of nouns, a verb, and an adjective. But the game is actually a little more challenging because we're not going to be doing fill in the blank. We're going to be doing synonyms.What are synonyms, you ask? Synonyms are basically words that mean almost the same
相似
as... There you go. Big, large, huge, gigantic. You know, those are all synonyms for something really big. Okay, so... Ooh, actually, these are some hard words to think of synonyms of. Okay, let's see. Expire. End. Expire.
Not living.
Not living.
Die.
Die. There you go.
还帮他想哦。
That's right. You could say someone expired. They often say that on like a doctor show.
Oh.
He expired at 2:39 p.m.
Sounds
or
like
something
food.
Like that. Okay, yeah,food expires too.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. Die, expire,and pass on. We could have said as well. Okay, unhappy. Glum.
不开心。
Blue.
忧郁。
Depressed.
伤心。Sad.
Sad. Of course, those are feelings of when unhappiness, that blue feeling is the feeling of being sad. The noun, of course, is sadness. That's what you feel when you're sad. Okay, here's another one. Ooh, this one's tough. Gullet.
Oh my gosh.
Esophagus.
这也太难了吧。这是学名吧。
Gullet,
I'm just going to guess this straight away. Throat.
Throat, exactly.
It's inside the neck.
It's inside the neck, that's right. Birds, it's often described as their gullet. I think that might be a part of a bird. Esophagus, E-S-O-P-H-A-G-U-S,
Is that like a medical term?
P-H-A-G-U-S, I think. It's the medical term.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the medical term. For the food tube.Not the air tube.
Okay.
The food tube is the esophagus.
Good to know.
There you go. And our last one. Surgeon. Physician. MD.
Doctor.
A doctor. That's right. There are many types of doctors. Mm-hmm. They all have specialized training and jobs. A vet is an animal doctor.
Oh,
we could say that too.
Or dentist is a tooth doctor.
A DDS, a doctor of dental surgery is a tooth doctor. Yes, exactly right. People who make you feel better or make your pet feel better when you're sick. Now there we are. So we've learned 2 days of good advice about how to be sensitive, how to be kind, how to be considerate. Go forth and be kind, my children. And we'll see you back here very, very soon. We love you all. Bye-bye.
How to be considerate.
Here are some more ways to show people consideration. Sophie and Tanya are at school. Sophie has a cold.
Oh, my throat. It's killing me.
Don't come close to me. You shouldn't come to school with a cold.
Oh, my throat. It's killing me.
I'll bring you some hot water. After that, I'll take you to see a doctor.
Nick and Elsa are on a park bench. Elsa is crying.
My dog died last night. I can't stop crying.
Don't be so sad. You can get a new one.
My dog died last night. I can't stop crying.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'd love to hear all about your dog.
Throat. Throat. People often have sore throats when they get colds. People often have sore throats when they get colds. Doctor. Doctor. The doctor gave me some medicine to help me feel better. The doctor gave me some medicine to help me feel better. Die. Die. Die, died, died. My grandpa was over 90 years old when he died. My grandpa was over 90 years old when he died. Sad. Sad. The last day of high school was both happy and sad. The last day of high school was both happy and sad.